there is plenty of time to pass this life-saving legislation. Many times the legislature does really amazing things in the last week or two. This bill passed overwhelmingly in the Senate. We know from talking to delegates, there's overwhelming support on the House floor and in these two committees. They are very carefully looking at amendments and very carefully considering the bill. We trust this committee to do the right thing, and I think there's going to be a vote in committee very soon.
In some of those amendments we are hearing is that some of the assault-type weapons are being taken out of the ban. There's some question of changing the fingerprinting requirement. At what point do the changes damage the bill?
We have heard that the fingerprint licensing requirement is solid, and that is, to us, the most important part of this bill that will save lives. We also believe very strongly, as do the people of Maryland, that assault rifles like the ones used in Newtown and in Aurora and by the D.C. sniper need to be banned, and we think they're going to do that. The Senate passed this whole bill by 28-19. 85% of Marylanders support fingerprint licensing. 60%+ support the assault weapons ban. It's good policy, good politics. It will save lives. I think they're going to do it.